There was another more minor criticism that concerned Bohr far more deeply. Rutherford thought the paper really ought to be cut down, since long papers have a way of frightening readers who feel that they have not time to dip into them. After offering to correct Bohr's English where necessary, Rutherford added a postscript. I suppose you have no objection to my using my judgment to cut out any matter I may consider unnecessary in your paper? Please reply. When Bohr received the letter, he was horrified. For a man who agonized over the choice of every word and went through endless drafts and revisions, the idea that someone else, even Rutherford, would make changes was appalling. 2 weeks after posting the original paper, Bohr sent a longer revised manuscript containing alterations and additions. Rutherford agreed that the changes were excellent and appear quite reasonable, but he once again urged Bohr to cut the length. Even before he received this latest letter, he wrote to Rutherford telling him that he was coming to Manchester on holiday. When Bohr knocked on the front door, Rutherford was busy entertaining his friend Arthur Eve. He later recalled that Rutherford immediately took the slight-looking boy into his study, leaving Mrs. Rutherford to explain that the visitor was a young Dane and her husband thought very highly indeed of his work. Through hour after hour of discussions over several long evenings during the days that followed, Bohr admitted that Rutherford showed an almost angelic patience as he tried to defend every word in his paper. An exhausted Rutherford finally gave in and afterwards began regaling his friends and colleagues with tales of the encounter. I could see that he had weighed up every word in it, and it impressed me how determinedly he held on to every sentence, every expression, every quotation. Everything had a definite reason, and although I first thought that many sentences could be omitted, it was clear, when he explained to me how closely knit the whole was, that it was impossible to change anything. Ironically, Bohr admitted years later that Rutherford had been right in objecting to the rather complicated presentation. Bohr's trilogy was published virtually unchanged in the Philosophical Magazine as On the Constitution of Atoms and Molecules. The first, dated 5th of April 1913, appeared in July. The second and third parts, published in September and November, were a presentation of ideas concerning the possible arrangements of electrons inside atoms that would preoccupy Bohr for the next decade as he used the quantum atom to explain the periodic table and the chemical properties of the elements.